Welcome back to another episode of Growth Strategies for Jewelers. I'm Tim Holland, CEO of Deep Earth, and today I want to talk about something that's costing jewelry stores millions every single year. And it might be happening in your store right now without you even realizing it. It's what I call the 5-minute rule, and why speed to lead is absolutely critical to your success. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is the 5-minute rule? Simply put, it's the idea that when a potential customer reaches out to your store, whether through your website, social media, or a phone call, you have 5 minutes or less to respond. If you don't hit that mark, you're not just losing a lead, you're losing a sale, a relationship, and potentially a lifetime VIP customer. Here's the thing. Jewelry purchases aren't just transactions, they're emotional journeys. When someone reaches out, they're often in that exciting, eager phase, imagining the special moments ahead, an engagement, an anniversary, a milestone. Every second you delay, that emotional spark dims. They move on to the next store, the next brand, or worse, the generic big box retailer whose response time is lightning fast. Studies show that if you respond within 5 minutes, you're 100 times more likely to engage that lead than if you respond after 30 minutes. Think about that for a moment. Waiting even half an hour can drop your chances of closing that sale to almost zero. And in our industry, where the average sale value can be thousands of dollars, every delayed response is literally costing you millions over time. But here's where it gets tricky. Most jewelry stores are still operating on outdated lead response times, hours, sometimes even days. Why? Because they're relying on manual follow-ups, or they don't have the right systems in place to instantly notify salespeople when a lead comes in. Or worse, they don't have a strategy to prioritize those leads effectively. So what can you do? First, you need to audit your current lead response time. How quickly does your team follow up? If it's longer than 5 minutes, you already have work to do. Next, invest in technology that supports instant notifications, CRM systems with mobile alerts, chatbots that can start the conversation 24/7, or automated email and SMS responders that acknowledge inquiries immediately. These tools don't replace your team. They empower them to be faster, more responsive, and more personal. And remember, speed doesn't mean rushing. It means being timely and thoughtful. A quick acknowledgement that you've received their inquiry, followed by a personalized follow-up, shows the customer they matter and sets the foundation for trust and loyalty. Finally, train your team to prioritize leads just like you prioritize your highest value customers, because in many ways, they're the same. Treat every lead as a VIP because that's exactly what they are, a potential lifelong customer. To wrap this up, remember, your response time isn't just a metric, it's a major revenue driver. The faster you act, the more you win. The slower you are, the more money you leave on the table. If you want to dig deeper into this topic and learn how to implement these strategies in your store, head over to deepearthmccate.com. We've got tools, tips, and resources tailored just for jewelers looking to grow their revenue, maintain their margins, and build unforgettable brands. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Tim Holland, and I'll catch you in the next episode of Growth Strategies for Jewelers. Keep shining bright.